One winter's night, the sexton's wife was sitting by the fireside with her big black cat, old Tom, on the other side, both half asleep and waiting for the master to come home. Well, they waited and they waited and they waited until at last he come a-rushing in, calling out, "Here, who's Tom Tildrum?" in such a wild way that both his wife and his cat stared at him to know what was the matter. "Tom Tildrum," says his wife, "why do you want to know who Tom Tildrum is?" "Oh, I've had such an adventure. I was digging away at old Mr. Fordyce's grave when I must have dropped asleep, and I only woke up by hearing a cat's meow, meow," piped up old Tom sitting by the fireplace. "Yes, just like that," says the sexton. "So I looked over the edge of the grave, and what do you think I saw? Why, 9 black cats, all just like old Tom here, all with white spots on their chestises. And what do you think they was a-carrying? Why, a little coffin covered with black velvet, and on the velvet there was a little gold crown, and at every third step they took, they all cried out together, 'Meow, meow,'" says old Tom, sitting by the fireside. "Yes, just like that," says the sexton. "And as they come nearer and nearer to me, I could see their eyes a-shining out with a sort of a green light. Well, they all come towards me, 8 of them, a-carrying this little coffin, and the biggest cat of all was walking in front. 'Here, but look at our Tom. Look at him. Look how he's looking at me. You'd think he knowed all I was a-saying.' 'Go on, go on,' says his wife. 'Never mind our Tom.' Well, as I was a-saying, they come towards me slowly and solemnly, and at every third step, crying all together, 'Meow, meow,'" piped up old Tom, sitting in the fireplace. "Yes, just like that," till they come and they stood right opposite to Mr. Fordyce's grave, just where I was. And then they all stood still and they looked straight at me. Ooh, I did feel queer, that I did. 'Here, but look at our Tom, look at him. He's looking at me just like they did.' 'Go on, go on,' says his wife. 'Never mind our Tom.' Where was I? Oh, yes. Well, then they all stood and looked at me, and the one that wasn't carrying the coffin, he come forward, and staring straight at me, he says to me, yes, I tell you, he said to me with a kind of a squeaky voice, he says, 'Tell Tom Tildrum, Tim Tildrum's dead. And that's why I asked you if you knew who Tom Tildrum was. For how can I tell Tom Tildrum Tim Tildrum's dead if I don't know who Tom Tildrum is?' 'Look at our Tom! Look at our old Tom!" screamed his wife. And well he might look, for Tom was a-swelling and a-swelling and a-swelling, and Tom was a-staring. And at last Tom shrieked out, "What? Old Tim Tildrum dead? Ha! Ha! Then I'm the king of the cats! Ha! Ha!" And he rushed up the chimney and he was never seen no more.